From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence, with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Sisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Lows in mid-70s tonight, 70% chance of showers and storms again tomorrow, and very hot tomorrow. I'll have more information on all our flood warnings and heat advisories coming up shortly on KPR.
NPR News, I'm Elsa Chang.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will have more discussion about this big Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity. We will speak with con law expert, constitutional law expert. We'll talk about how to get better sleep. I promise those two are not connected. Also, a federal judge is expected to rule on whether to allow the Federal Trade Commission's ban on non-compete clauses to take effect later this year. What does it even mean? Andrea Hsu will tell us more coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have classical music with Destiny. She has music for Lonely Hearts tonight. Soulful music by Tchaikovsky and Beethoven, Leroy Anderson as well. One piece that you probably know and one piece you probably don't. And that is coming your way tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have On the Media lined up.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Got a flash flood warning till 4 o'clock for Johnson, Leavenworth, Miami, Wyandotte, Cass, and Jackson counties. It is 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tomorrow, your hosts are Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Graybell Choir, Mass Choir of Singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 76 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas doctors are challenging a new law requiring them to ask patients why they're getting an abortion. As Rose Conlon reports, they say the Kansas Health Department is not enforcing that law for now.
Anti-abortion groups support the new law, but doctors say asking patients why they're ending their pregnancies and reporting their answers to state officials for public release is invasive and unconstitutional. Women can technically refuse to answer the question, but lawmakers decided against informing them of their right to refuse. A Johnson County judge said doctors can add their legal challenge to the new law to an ongoing lawsuit against a handful of older abortion restrictions. Lawyers for the state sought to block that from happening. Two other new laws now in effect increase funding for anti-abortion groups and make it a felony to coerce someone to get an abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Liberty Hospital in Missouri officially joined the University of Kansas Health System today, despite political backlash on both sides of the state line. Hospital administrators told lawmakers they needed to merge or risk being brought up by a for-profit chain. KU Health System President Bob Page says this route allows Liberty to continue serving future generations.
It is incredibly difficult in healthcare today to remain a completely independent hospital. While becoming part of this health system, they will be able to offer some of the most advanced treatments and expertise anywhere in the country.
KU Health reports about 35% of its patients currently come from Missouri. Boeing has reached a deal to buy Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita. Officials from both companies announced the agreement late last night. Boeing will use stock to finance the nearly $5 billion purchase. It will also acquire about $3 billion in Spirit debt. Boeing has been in talks for months to buy Spirit. After a series of manufacturing problems in its 737 program, Boeing wants tighter control of its supply chain. Spirit makes about 70% of the 737. Spirit says it's working with Airbus to acquire parts of Spirit that do work for the European plane maker. The forecast is a complex one and largely wet tonight. Mostly clear through the evening, becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, but a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. It's going to be hot with highs in the upper 90s. We have heat advisories going into effect tomorrow, noon to 8 p.m. for virtually all of the KPR listening area. Heat index readings up to 107. We still have a flash flood warning till 4 o'clock this afternoon for Johnson, Leavenworth, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, and many other flood warnings through at least tonight throughout the region. Not a giant surprise following the heavy, heavy rain we saw earlier this morning. It's 3:35. This is KPR.
This is All Things Might Surprise You. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition comes your way. Your hosts tomorrow are Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir of singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, more on this huge Supreme Court decision on immunity for former President Trump. Also, this year's U.S. Olympics team is ready to impress in a number of events. No star shining brighter this year, of course, than Simone Biles.
She's already the most decorated gymnast of all time. She is looking as dominant as ever. The women's gymnastics team overall is in incredible shape. They have their sights set on multiple golds.
More on what to expect from the Americans in Paris coming up shortly, just about 25 minutes from now. Here on KPR. Stick around. We now have a flood warning till 7 o'clock tonight for Johnson, Leavenworth, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas. Flood warning until later this evening for Pottawatomie County. Flood warning till late tonight for Indian Creek at Overland Park. Flood warning till midnight for Mill Creek near Paxico, the Wakarusa River at Wakarusa in Shawnee County, and a flood warning until tomorrow morning for the Wakarusa River near Lawrence and Indian Creek at State Line Road in Leawood.
All things considered from NPR News.
Woman and cabbie connect and engage in intimate and mysterious conversations during a taxi ride. Now playing only in theaters.
Some people wonder what it is that makes NPR's news coverage feel so personal. The answer's easy. We're talking to you. Listen weekday mornings to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning for Morning Edition on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in about a minute. It is 76 degrees in Manhattan, 78 in Topeka. The time is 4 o'clock.
What's in your wallet? And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
92 degrees in Emporia, 80 here in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria, featuring made-from-scratch Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, thoughtfully curated wines, and both classic and craft cocktails. Menu and more at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Stay with us. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, the Supreme Court returned challenges to laws in Florida and Texas restricting the power of social media companies to moderate content back to lower courts. So did they punt? What exactly does this mean? Bobby Allen is our social media correspondent. He'll tell us more. We'll also have an overview of what we can learn from the first round of France's elections, all coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Prairie Moon Waldorf School in Lawrence, Kansas, offering whole child education for preschool through middle school students and working to develop confident, responsible, free-thinking individuals. More information at prairiemoon.org.
We had a lot of rain this morning, and we have lots of flood warnings at this point. No more flash flood warnings. Those have been allowed to expire. They have all been transitioned into flood warnings now. So Johnson, Leavenworth, Miami, and Wyandotte counties, flood warning till 7 p.m. Flood warning till this evening for the Vermilion Creek. Flood warning till late tonight for Indian Creek. Flood warning till midnight for Mill Creek and the Wakarusa River at Wakarusa. Flood warning till tomorrow morning for the Wakarusa River near Lawrence Indian Creek in Leawood. A flood warning till noon tomorrow for the Mersenne River in Lyon and Osage counties. It's 4:20.
Support for...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. We'll have a quick overview of the weather as well. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Olathe. The time is 4:30.
For NPR News, I'm Hannah Merzbach in Jackson, Wyoming.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas doctors are challenging a new law requiring them to ask patients why they're getting an abortion. As Rose Conlon reports, they say the Kansas Health Department is not enforcing the law for now.
Anti-abortion groups support the new law, but doctors say asking patients why they're ending their pregnancies and reporting their answers to state officials for public release is invasive and unconstitutional. Women can technically refuse to answer the question, but lawmakers decided against informing them of their right to refuse. A Johnson County judge said doctors can add their legal challenge to the new law to an ongoing lawsuit against a handful of older abortion restrictions. Lawyers for the state sought to block that from happening. Two other new laws now in effect increase funding for anti-abortion groups and make it a felony to coerce someone to get an abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Liberty Hospital in Missouri officially joined the University of Kansas Health System today despite political backlash on both sides of the state line. Hospital administrators told lawmakers they needed to merge or risk being bought up by a for-profit chain. KU Health System President Bob Page says this route allows Liberty to continue serving future generations.
It is incredibly difficult in healthcare today to remain a completely independent hospital. By becoming part of this health system, they will be able to offer some of the most advanced treatments and expertise anywhere in the country.
KU Health reports about 35% of their patients currently come from Missouri. Researchers at the University of Kansas Medical Center are working to find solutions for food insecurity. They've partnered with health centers in areas in Kansas defined as food deserts, where people have little or no access to healthy food. Their focus includes parts of western and southeast Kansas, Lawrence, Wichita, and Topeka. Christina Bridges, one of the researchers, says the project provides access to healthy food to people facing food insecurity who also have diet-related health issues, such as type 2 diabetes.
Food insecurity, it's known to be linked to costly and preventable chronic conditions, including obesity, diabetes, heart disease, poor mental health, and a number of others.
Bridges says about 1 in 6 Kansans live in food deserts. She says participants in the project have seen significant improvements in their health. A heat advisory is in effect until 8 o'clock tonight for Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, and Ottawa counties. Heat index readings up to 108. Heat advisory from noon tomorrow through 8 p.m. tomorrow for Allen, Anderson, Clay, Chase, Coffey, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Jefferson, Lyon, Morris, Neosho, Osage, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Wabansee, Wilson, and Woodson counties. The time is 4:35.
From anchor, Tanya Tucker. That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
You can hear Bullseye at 11 a.m. on Saturdays on your KPR1 stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and the Summer Book Sale, July 12th through July 14th at the Library Garage with books, CDs, DVDs, and more. Information is at lplks.org.
Stay with us in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, dozens of countries are holding elections this year, and in many cases, being the incumbent is not an advantage.
By and large, people are unhappy with their governments, much more unhappy with their governments than they were 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
More on this trend and its potential implications for democracy worldwide coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Multiple flood warnings in effect throughout the region as a result of the downpours we saw earlier today. Heat advisories going into effect tomorrow. It is 80 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
Weeks to get the story right. This is NPR.
You can hear NPR news programming and more on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. This is KPR, and the time is 5 o'clock.
KPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting the Call Valley Jukebox, a source for local musicians to submit their music for preservation and public access, streaming through the library. More information at music.lplks.org.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 94 in Emporia, 90 at Fort Riley, 94 in Chanute, and 100 in Abilene. It's 5:06.
Visitor from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then legal experts are reacting to today's Supreme Court ruling on the question of presidential immunity.
This is an opinion that greatly expands presidential power.
It will also have an effect on the federal election interference case against former President Donald Trump. The details in just about 25 minutes, plus we'll get you some advice on how to overcome insomnia. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, now featuring the Topeka Zoo app on all mobile phone platforms with information about events, specials, and new exhibits available on your phone app store under Topeka Zoo.
Flood warning till 7 o'clock tonight for Johnson, Leavenworth, Miami, and Wyandotte counties. Other flood warnings around the KPR listening area for Vermilion Creek, Indian Creek, Mill Creek, Wakarusa River. None of this should come as a surprise. Some of us picked up about 5 inches of rain today, some people even more. There's a heat advisory going into effect for most of the KPR listening area tomorrow. Currently a heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. for Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, and Ottawa counties. Just a mixed bag of weather today. 80 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. It is 100 in Abilene. The time is 5:20.
Women in America won the right to vote in 1920. The new Broadway musical on suffragettes, Suffs, tells the story of the different women who made that possible.
I would say that as a black woman in 2024, it feels very relevant.
Also, how much immunity did the Supreme Court really give the president? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. The time is 5:30.
Less time to evacuate and get supplies. Forecasters expect Beryl is just the first of about half a dozen major hurricanes that will form in the Atlantic this year. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street. A new government report showed manufacturing weakened more than expected last month. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas doctors are challenging a new law requiring them to ask patients why they're getting an abortion. As Rose Conlon reports, they say the Kansas Health Department is not enforcing that law for now.
Anti-abortion groups support the new law, but doctors say asking patients why they're ending their pregnancies and reporting their answers to state officials for public release is invasive and unconstitutional. Women can technically refuse to answer the question, but lawmakers decided against informing them of their right to refuse. A Johnson County judge said doctors can add their legal challenge to the new law to an ongoing lawsuit against a handful of older abortion restrictions. Lawyers for the state sought to block that from happening. Two other new laws now in effect increase funding for anti-abortion groups and make it a felony to coerce someone to get an abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
A new program from Kansas State University called K-State 105 is educating Kansans about how their decisions at home and on the farm can affect local water quality. Stacy Minson is a watershed specialist at K-State. She says ground and surface water is interconnected.
Whatever leaves our property, rural or urban, fertilizers, pet waste, herbicides, travels downstream and ends up in somebody's water supply at some point.
The program aims to make sure people know where to dispose of hazardous products such as paint. It also mails information to families on testing private wells for pollutants, and it provides free testing to some households. The State Environment Department, State Water Plan, and Environmental Protection Agency are helping K-State fund that work. Spirit AeroSystems is operating as usual today following an announcement it will be purchased by Boeing. Officials from both companies announced the agreement late last night. Boeing will use stock to finance the nearly $5 billion purchase. Spirit officials said they were meeting with employees today to share information about the proposed deal. Here's company spokesman Joe Buccino.
For us, this is, we'll continue with business as usual until this transaction closes, which we anticipate to be the middle of next year.
Boeing has been in talks for months to buy Spirit after a series of manufacturing problems in its 737 program at Spirit. Boeing now wants tighter control of its supply chain. Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy late tonight with a low in the mid-70s. We are not done with the heavy rain yet, however. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, but there will be a 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. It will also be hot. Highs in the upper 90s, heat index values in and around Lawrence and Topeka up to 110. We have heat advisories going into effect tomorrow. The time is 5:35.
This is immersive reporting and storytelling weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, and many other frequencies scattered around the state. Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, a preview of what the U.S. Olympic teams are going to look like. We'll have more on the Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity. Nina Totenberg, who better to explain it all for us? And we will find out how anger over Gaza is fueling support for independent candidates in the United Kingdom. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon, and it's going to be hot. A heat advisory goes into effect for most of the KPR listening area tomorrow at noon and runs through 8 o'clock tomorrow night. It's 10 minutes before 6.
There are a lot of serious things happening in the world. We bring you the latest on Morning Edition from NPR News, along with stories that will inspire and delight you. Listen weekdays.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And KansasPublicRadio.org. News headlines coming your way in 60 seconds. The time is 6 o'clock.